This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On the show this week, we're going to be previewing the Neutrina American Eventing Championships, which take place at the Tryon International Equestrian Center in North Carolina from August the 31st through September the 4th. And we're going to be hearing from Robert Kellyhouse, who is the event director, Sharon Decker, who is the CEO at Tryon, and Shelley Page, who is the event organizer. And we begin by setting the scene with Sharon Decker. Welcome to the program, Sharon.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's an exciting time for Tryon, not least of all with your own developments there and expansion, to be hosting the Neutrina AECs for the first time there. And that must be a big event for you. Let's talk a little bit about that and the concept of you hosting, what it's involved for Tryon.
Great. Chris, we're honored to have this opportunity. And I have to tell you that this is just the kind of event that Tryon was created for. You know, we've spent the first 2 years of our operation providing a tremendous competition facility, a place with multiple rings, as I know you've heard from Shelley and from others, a place that really is prepared for large-scale events. And we're just thrilled to add eventing to our repertoire and to our opportunity for this season. So we're very excited about it, and we're ready for them to come.
Well, one of the things that I think a lot of people, the riders particularly, who are going to be very interested to hear about is the footing and what you've done there at Tryon about the footing, because it's quite sophisticated, isn't it?
It is. We made a very early choice that we wanted this to be outstanding footing and an amazing course that was sustainable and usable for the long haul. So what we've done in working in partnership with two different groups, one ESI, who you know prepares the footing for us in all of our rings, the track itself begins with a significant amount of footing, about 6 inches, in fact, that is sand and fiber. And a second partner, a group called Miramichi Green, it's a product that has been developed here in North Carolina that's an organic material that basically is a growth accelerant. So you combine the footing, the deep footing, and combine Miramichi, which is enhancing the growth of the grass, and then a layer of sod in the track itself. And on the derby field, we actually planted the grass in a sprigging kind of manner as opposed to sod. We just have an amazing amount of growth in a very short period of time. As folks have been coming out to see the track, they are just amazed at the quality of it and the depth of the roots already. And we've been fortunate. We are using a Tiff Tough Bermuda grass, which is a genetically engineered grass of a variety, two different varieties of Bermuda grass. It's been hot in North Carolina, and we've had plenty of rain, so it's the perfect combination for outstanding growth. So we're excited about the subsurface. We're excited about the grass quality and the course quality itself. It looks terrific.
And, of course, you've got sandy soil there, don't you?
We do. You know, it begins with red clay, rich Carolina clay, and we have mixed it with sand, and we're fortunate that in the area where most of the track is located, we've taken it along a riverbed, the White Oak Creek, actually, which is a tributary of the Broad River in North Carolina that comes to us out of the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains, and the soil along that riverbed is very sandy. And so the combination there is just ideal for what we're creating. I think the riders will enjoy the fact that a good bit of the track runs along that creek bed. So it's a little cooler down in that area as well, but the soil composition is really an advantage. Yeah.
Tell us more about the actual equestrian facilities there, if you would, Sharon, and you know, and the stabling as well, because you've got a lot of permanent barns. Let's talk about what the horses can expect when they get to Tryon.
Well, you know, we not only want to provide an amazing experience for our human guests, we want our equine guests to be just as comfortable. So what you'll find when you come to Tryon are over 1,200 permanent stalls that are wonderfully equipped so that our riders don't have to bring everything they're used to bringing when they come to a show, but can come knowing that we've already thought ahead of their arrival. Lots of folks like to know that there are fans in every stall, that the stalls themselves are 12 by 10, they exceed FEI requirements. They're lockable tack rooms in every aisle, and they are very accessible. So anywhere that you're competing among the 12 rings or the George Morris Arena is very accessible, all via footing and easy movable area for the horses and for the riders. So that everything is accessible and easy to move about. We've really tried to think really equally as well about the horses as we have about the people so that it's a positive experience for everyone.
And I know riders will be wondering, okay, not being there before, how far do we have to park the trucks to, you know, how close a proximity to the barns themselves?
Right. So our permanent trailer parking is just across Highway 74, so it's less than an eighth of a mile from the property. So wherever you are located, barns 1 to 7 on the property, you're very close to where your trailers will be parked in a secure area and very accessible should you need to go back there to pick up something. So it's very close by.
Anything else that riders should know when they're approaching that date, 31st of August, what else do they need to know about try-on and bringing their horses on site for the first time?
Well, I think it's important to know that we are trying to provide all of their needs here on the property, so everything's accessible. So many of our riders will be staying with us. We have over 200 rooms available on property and cottages and houses and hotels. And then there's a lot of housing around us in the community. We've listed a number of those options as well on our website. But for those who are staying on property, it really is possible to park your trailer, park your cars, park your trucks. And once you've got everything unloaded, to use a golf cart. A lot of folks are enjoying bringing bicycles as well so that it's easy to move about the property. But we have available here 8 restaurants. So there are a variety of food types that are available, easily accessible. And we've just added a general store this season. So we find that a lot of riders are particularly enjoying that, the ability to pick up things there that they might prepare for themselves in their cottages, or easy things that they can have for breakfast and snacks throughout the day. And we're just trying to do what we can to make this a really accessible facility and one that can be enjoyable. So it takes some of the, competing is hard work. And so we're hoping that the facilities that we've provided here are comfortable rooms, plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of cool spaces in the summertime will really make for a great experience for everyone.
And in terms of the riding facilities there, we've heard about how many rings there are. What is the total acreage and the cross-country schooling area? Talk a little bit about that, Sharon.
Yes. So there's a total of 1,600 acres in this property, and there is plenty of schooling area. We've provided schooling so that it's accessible, and there's plenty of room for everyone. With the number of barns that we have, we've tried to balance that with schooling areas and prep areas all around the property, so it's very close to the barns and very accessible. So that will continue to expand as the property expands, but I think that our AEC competitors will be very pleased with what they find here in terms of areas that make it very comfortable for them and for their horses.
Wonderful. Well, anything else you would finally like to add for us, Sharon, as riders prepare for the AECs this year?
And I think the big thing is we're eager for you to come. We've been working very hard to prepare not only the rings, the schooling areas, areas for the riders as well as the horses. We've worked very hard to prepare this community. We anticipate and look forward to large spectator crowds for the AECs this year. You know, one of our big objectives, Chris, is to grow equestrian sport in every discipline. And this region has some familiarity with eventing. The Fork, you know, which we will host this coming year, has been in this region of the state for a number of years, other events in the region. And so the community is excited about the AECs coming. So we intend to have a lot of folks here to enjoy it and to cheer the riders on. So
wonderful.
Come and join us. We can't wait.
Wonderful. Well, great hospitality assured there at the Tryon Equestrian Center. Thank you so much indeed for coming on the program, Sharon, and the very best of luck with the event this year.
Thank you, Chris. Look forward to seeing you then.
Robert Kellerhaus is the event director for the Neutrina American Eventing Championships this year. He joins us now to talk about the actual competition. We're going to be hearing on every aspect of these championships with our guest this week. So, Robert, why don't you kick us off with some details really about the actual competition itself and how you've drilled really quite deep into the actual scheduling, which we're going to hear more about later as well. So where would you like to start?
Well, we are anticipating a strong entry for the horse show. So we have to start off with the scenario that involve us having a robust entry and us trying to figure out how to accommodate everybody. And so one of the biggest things you try to do is make sure that you schedule things that are highlighting what Shelley went over, which is the spectator portion of it, which will be the advanced competition and sponsoring that by we end up having the competition having many sponsors, having many opportunities for people to see what's going on at the highest levels of our sport. So the spotlight gets put on the advanced on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday portion of the schedule. But then you really have this championship that is revolving around our membership base. And we get a lot of feedback at the office regarding the timing of the start for the championships for the junior division and for the adult amateur division. So within reason, we tried to push the juniors as late as week in the possible, as late in the week as possible. So we went into a Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedule for the junior restricted group. And then with the adult amateur group, we went into a Wednesday start for the highest level riders, a Thursday start for the lower level riders. And then on the horse restricted group, which would typically be people who devote most of their time to horses, we did a Wednesday start for them. Again, these for all the divisions outside of intermediate and advanced. And we did this to try and accommodate the members' requests. And of course, it's going to be dependent upon what our entry is. So it, depending on what the entry actually becomes, that will tell a cleaner picture. But if we anticipate getting a balloted entry, in other words, we're full, we're going to stick to that junior on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, adult amateur, lower level on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, with the horse restricted group going on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I think that's just in response to the members really echoing their concerns to the office and the office hearing those concerns.
Well, we know that these are fabulous facilities here. Let's talk about the actual cross-country course itself and the designer. Why don't you explain the details that riders should know about this competition from that point of view?
Well, the reason why we anticipate a strong entry is because of the fantastic facilities and what's going on there. It's just an unbelievable place. It is words really cannot describe it. We're going to try and send out as many photos as possible in advance so people have an idea of what to anticipate. The scope of this place is truly remarkable, as you referred. But the course that Mark's done for a first-time effort, I don't believe it's going to feel like a first-time effort. And I think that's another thing that people are, it's very hard to get your head wrapped around the idea of a new show going on established turf and having a cross-country course that has been really well laid out by Mark Phillips. It's going to have a dress rehearsal, if you will, with the Pony Club Championships running, where we'll get the chance to see how things are operating. And I'm going to be there for that competition to see if there's anything I can learn from that process. But really, the team there, along with what Mark's done with the cross-country and the incredible infrastructure that's going to be laid out for the riders, is going to provide for a great competition for being a novice all the way up to advanced.
Do you have any details on the cross-country course that you can share with us, Robert?
Well, Mark has provided us with all the changes and all the additions, all the brand-new courses you'd ever want, all the questions you'd ever want to have on a brand-new course. He's got areas of the course that go deeper into the property, the higher levels you go, you have more terrain the higher you ride. You've got a water jump, which of course will be featured in the main field for everybody. But the course makes sense, but that's as much information as I can divulge. You end up going into the higher level you go, the more intense you can expect the features to be and the terrain changes to be.
All right. Well, obviously, there's a completely new landscape here for riders for a major championship such as the AECs. What else should riders need to know about the actual competition, Robert?
Well, so one of the really important things in a facility that can host the AECs is the ability for someone who's riding dressage to feel like they're in their own universe and not sitting there in the middle of the action while cross country is going on, because we have multiple competitions happening at the same time. So on Friday, for example, we have dressage, cross country, and show jumping happening at the AECs. And if you're in a junior rider riding on Friday in prelim junior division, you're going to be able to have a quiet enough test. Of course, there'll be plenty of pressure all by itself just because you're riding in the AECs. But it won't be added pressure because there's a horse whizzing by you at 30 miles an hour on the cross-country course. It is on its own, in its own island, if you will. And same thing with the show jumping. The show jumping is going to be in the they call it the George Morris Rolex Arena, and it's an incredible venue, which honestly would be a treat to ride in on any occasion, much less the AECs. And that too is also in its own environment, its own place. So while the cross country may be going on one side of the property, dressage going on the other side of the property, the show jumping will be taking place, and it has that ability to really offer up each group of people their own special AECs, and I really hope we are successful in delivering that.
Wonderful. All right, well, finally, the competition wouldn't be anything without the prizes that they have to look forward to. So why don't you let everybody know what kind of prizes there will be for the Neutrina AECs?
Well, every year we have an unbelievable group of sponsors that have helped with the prizes, prize money, and the effort in general. And I got to give credit to Kate Loke, who's assembling a huge amount of prizes for the competition from all of our sponsors, which the bag of loot you end up going home with is enough to fill up half your horse trailer. So you probably have to bring an extra rig if you win. But the prizes go deep. The prize money goes deep. We're going $90,000+ again for the AECs. There is additional money coming in as this event progresses forward. But the preliminary level and below classes will still have $10,000 per level, and the riders will still have a host of unbelievable prizes that they'll be receiving for their efforts.
Is there anything else that you would like to share, Robert, about these championships?
Well, really, the team that's going to put this event forward is incredible. The place is, you hear a lot about it. It's been talked about enough to where I hope people will understand when they arrive that, oh yeah, the picture really do match the description. The group of people who are helping organize this are very serious about hosting a great event. And if you have an opportunity to go see it, compete in it, I would do it. And really, the site can be any more unique, any better. All the things that you want a championship site to be, this place is going to deliver.
Well, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program, Robert. Give us a sneak preview to the events there in Tryon. Thank you very much for your time.
You got it, Chris.
Shelley Page joins me now. She's the event organizer at Tryon for the AECs. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us, Chris. We're very excited about sharing our journey to where we are hosting the American Eventing Championships.
I know, the first time at Tryon, so I think there's much excitement and anticipation around the event, of course. So we want to talk a little bit about the logistics, the amenities that you have there, but let's begin with the schedule.
We are anticipating 800 horses, give or take 50. So the schedule was built around the estimation of 800 horses. And myself, Robert Kellerhaus, who's the event director, and Christina Gray, she's the secretary, we have built a schedule for what we think will work. Of course, once it opens and numbers come in, it'll tweak itself a little bit. We will open with dressage on Wednesday, August 31st. We will run four dressage arenas, followed at the end of the day by our welcome party. Thursday, we will have dressage and cross country, and that evening will be followed by a movie night for the young riders we'll be hosting, but everyone will be invited in the main arena for a movie. We're hoping for International Velvet. Friday, we have dressage, cross country, and show jumping going on all day. And one exciting thing that we did do is all of the show jumping, beginner, novice through advanced, will be jumping in the George Morris main arena at Tryon. So I think that'll be a very special experience for those that don't get to compete in this sort of an atmosphere. Saturday continues with cross country and show jumping all day. That evening, the competitors party will have a concert. We're going to bring in some new country talent and have a concert in the main arena that evening. And the last day, final day, is show jumping all day in the main George Morris Arena.
Well, that's a very full program, obviously. But for people that have not been there before, Shelley, why don't we talk a little bit about the amenities that you have, just exactly where you're located, because it's very easy to get to from any direction. And then really what people can expect if they're planning that week there in terms of the amenities and the logistics, Shelley.
Well, the on-site amenities, there are seven restaurants on site. We have an Italian restaurant, a Mexican restaurant. There's Rogers Diner. There's fine dining at the Legends Club, and we have a sushi bar. So there's plenty of things to do on property. We have a carousel. We have an equine simulator that will be open, and you can virtually jump around badminton or burly on the simulator. We're also bringing in some activities for family members that don't want to do the horse thing all day long. We will have paintball, zip line. We will have available shuttles to Lake Lure, so there will be water sports available to the competitors. We have a brand new sort of revitalized golf course and a swimming pool. We have shuttles to all these outside amenities. We also have just refurbished a gun club, so there will be sporting clays. So there's absolutely plenty of activity for the whole family to come and enjoy in the Tryon area.
What about the RV hookups, that sort of thing, for people that are bringing their campers, Shelley?
We have currently over 100 RV hookups. So you can bring RVs if your horse trailers have living quarters in them, and everything's accessible by golf cart. So if you get here and want to park your rig, you can rent a golf cart and drive anywhere to the venue. That includes the restaurant.
And there's also accommodation available on site too, isn't there?
There are. They have 3 to 5 bedroom cabins that will accommodate up to 10 to 12 people. I guess the good thing for Tryon, the bad thing for people coming, is we are already sold out and have a large waiting list for on-site accommodation. But we have put a link on our website that shows people close off-site accommodations available.
Now, what else should people know about then when they're coming to Tryon, especially if they're coming for the first time for these championships?
I think that they are going to be amazed by all the thought process and the atmosphere that was put into building Tryon. It was not just built for the equestrian community, but it was built for the local community and family. It's all about family.
All right, then you're guaranteeing the weather there, Shelley.
Oh, my joke is I have put an email into Mother Nature, but I have not heard back.
The final countdown for you then, Shelley.
It is. We're getting very excited. The staff on site at Tryon have been absolutely amazing. And we're just looking forward to an absolutely fabulous weekend. And something you might note as well is it's presented by Land Rover. And so that's a very exciting branding that has come in with the AECs.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to that August the 31st through September the 4th there in Tryon, North Carolina. Thank you very much for coming on the program and the very best of luck.
Thank you so much, Chris. I would love to say we are doing a volunteer recruiting process that we would love to have anyone that's interested in volunteering for the AECs can go on to the tryon.com website or the useventing.com website and find out how to sign up and what jobs are needed to make this thing go.
Absolutely. Volunteers always welcome. Thank you so much for adding that, Shelley, and the very best of luck. Enjoy the event.
Thanks so much, Chris. Have a great day.
And you can find more information about the event by going to the USEA website at useventing.com. That's it for this week's episode. You can join us every 2 weeks here on the USEA's official podcast. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world and enjoy your eventing.